Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Ek hoop nou maar net, en dis wat ek vermoed, hoekom hierdie gebeur. Ek meen, die mense het nou 'n paar dae, maybe a few days, that you've been without water. In my case, it was since Saturday morning. And hopefully, it's because of proper maintenance and restoration. And hopefully, we will not have issues with water shortages for a long time.
Yep.
And that's what we're hoping for. Maar ons het vir Selby Bukaba, spokesperson for the city, on the line. Good morning, Selby.
Good morning, and the listeners.
Tell us quickly, what exactly did Rand Water do to the infrastructure and the maintenance? What is the whole plan, and what did they do exactly?
Well, it looks like something like almost an overhaul of their infrastructure, water infrastructure network. They were replacing valves, installing new equipment to make sure that their system is reliable and that it's not prone to breakdowns. So, yes, this was a temporary inconvenience, but the long-term benefits of the maintenance that they were doing is unparalleled.
Okay. Well, we're hoping for that because, I mean, we've had a few days that the reservoirs has run dry for a few days in a row. I can remember there by us in Morletta Park, so hopefully this will not be an issue in the, going forward. Just tell us a little bit about the restoration process now. More or less, when can we start expecting the restoration to come through in the waters and the reservoirs to be filled up? And which areas are we looking at first and then followed by which other areas?
It's a very difficult question. You and I are in the same boat. I'm also in Moraleta. I've not had water since Saturday. So you're not the only one.
Yeah.
So if you look at the 77 hours that Rand Water said they are embarking on this shutdown, it's on Friday at 3 a.m. in the morning. So my calculation is 77 hours will end this morning at 8 a.m. So assuming that everything on the Rand Water side goes according to plan, after 8, they should be able to start filling up the network, the pipelines and the reservoirs. But as you know, that water is unlike electricity. Electricity, when power goes off,
it's immediate.
When it comes back, you just flip a switch, power is back on. With water, the system takes time to recover. Actually, according to Rand Water, they say their system takes about 2 weeks to fully recover. So there will be some recovery. We're hoping that during the course of the day, when we turn our taps, there should be some water flowing out of our taps. But it's important for our residents to ensure that they use water sparingly so that the reservoirs can fill up quickly. But if reservoirs try to fill up and we also take out water, we don't allow that would disturb, of course, the recovery of the reservoirs.
Okay. All right, Selby, thanks for that update. We're holding thumbs, hopefully by 8 o'clock this morning. And Selby, seeing that you are in Morletta, can you maybe just ask them for Morletta first? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just making a joke. No, I'm just kidding.
You make sure you use your water sparingly, Selby, because Ruben needs to bath, eh?
Hey, bro, yeah. No, it's difficult for all of us.
Yeah.
But remember also, today is the start of another shutdown on the Palmit system. Palmit system covers the western part of the city, including the northern part, meaning your Atrisville, Lodiam, that side, up to Soshanguve, Mabupane, Harangua, those areas. But fortunately for them, the difference between the Palmit system and the Mapleton system is that Palmit, rainwater will be pumping at 76%, whereas with the Mapleton one, where you and I are affected, there is no pumping for 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long will the... what was that other area that you called? Not Palmit, the other one?
The Palmit system, the shutdown will be for 40 hours.
Okay.
It starts today. It should be ending sometime, probably tomorrow.
Yes.
But at least there is pumping, so people will receive water, we hope.
So we're not expecting any water shortages, but I think we should just be prepared anyway. Just more or less, which areas will be affected by that, Selby?
It will be the western part, that is your Lodiam, Atrisville, Sourceville, Denville, those areas, up to the north, which is, you know, Pretoria North, Atasia, Toshanguve, Mabopane, Winterfeld, and Harangua.
Okay. So just be prepared. You're not expecting water shortages there, but if just be prepared for the next couple of days. Salvi, yep. Always good to chat to you. Thank you so much for that update. We appreciate it.
Keep well.
Thanks. Okay, cheers, man.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, so daar het jy dit. Hopelik teen 8:00 vanmôre sal daai reservoirs begin volkom en dan hoop ons maar vir water want die vet weet nee, dis almal nie lekker nie hoor.
Ja, en ek dink die groot ding is om hier te onthou en ek gaan nou regtig kies om positief te wees. Dis nou bitter irriterend, maar as dit nou gedoen word, langtermyn.
Ja, verseker.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.